All right then, moving on to other business, we have many items of other business this evening. The first one being the preserve at Cedar Pines. This is change of zone number 1747, MRRPC, preliminary site plan, road 357, and conditional use number 1986, preliminary site plan, road 357.
Now, this is a preliminary site plan for 45 single-family lots and 30 multifamily units. It's located on 29.36 acres of the site zone MRRPC, and there's also an approved conditional use for the multifamily units. Both of these applications were approved on July 22nd of this year with 13 and 12 conditions, respectfully. The conditions of approval are noted and depicted on the site plan. The minimum lot size for the single family lots is 7,500 square feet. The applicants are requesting 20-foot front yard, 10-foot side and rear yard setbacks. As I stated, the multifamily units, there are 30 units that are located in 10 buildings with three per building. There are five 165-foot by 165-foot building envelopes. The length of each building is 84.3 feet. There's an 8-foot separation from one building to the next. There is the minimum 40-foot separation between the building envelopes. Sidewalks are provided on at least one side of all streets. The swimming pool is proposed. Sussex County would provide central sewer, and Sussex Shores Water Company would provide central water, and we previously provided you a copy of this site plan.
Thank you, Mr. Abbott. And Mr. Chairman, before I do make a motion for this, I would like to allow either Mr. Abbott or Mr. Lank or both as they see fit to if they would like to give us some feedback or some comments on the 165-foot building envelopes. Their remarks not seem to be prejudicial against this particular application, but maybe more for the benefit that we do have several engineers that I see out in attendance tonight that may want to hear their comments. So if I might let either Mr. Lank or Mr. Abbott comment on what they frequently have been running into over the course of many years.
We've been dealing with the 165 by 165 building envelope issue for many years. It goes all the way back to what they called, I believe, the private place within CECOM, mm-hmm. whereby they could have built a 165-foot square building, but they proposed to build a cluster of buildings within that 165-foot. Let me get over here. Just in case somebody there.
And this is noted on this plan down here in this multifamily building layout, correct?
Right, that's right.
For and closer examination.
They would actually take, say, four multifamily or single-family cluster homes and build it within that 165. The first thing we saw, not to be long in discussion, was they connected all those buildings with decks and trellises to make it appear that it would be, it could be a bigger building or was a larger building. And then they came back and said, well, we'd really like to just use the courtyard instead of decks and trellises. So they basically had multi-buildings within that single, in that 165-foot square. And that works fine for years. And you get to the point now, on occasion, you'll see a drawing of a proposed building that's going corner to corner. One longer building that if you measured it dimensionally, it's going to exceed 165 feet. And it's not the way that you can move around the square. The square is not parallel and perpendicular to the road or the driveway that serves those buildings. So the building could end up almost 180 feet from end to end, but it still fits within that square. And it just, we get questions as to how could they have something longer than 165 feet. So I think we really need to sit down and look at that issue.
Well, I was just telling Vince, in this case, it's not the problem. because each building doesn't exceed the 165 feet. But like you said, when you go corner to corner, you've got a building 100. If this were one building, it's 176 feet in length, but it still fits in that envelope.
Yeah, right. And well, before, if you went 165 square building, that building's going to exceed 165 corner to corner. It's going to be 180 plus. But I don't think that was ever the intent, and it didn't show up at all in all those previous years. And then more recently, it showed up. It appears that by tweaking that, turning that axis of that square, you're getting a longer building, and it's still actually parallel to the road. So if it's parallel to the road, it probably shouldn't exceed 165 foot in length. Or multiple buildings should be 165 with different lengths with the spacing requirement in between so that they don't exceed 165. So we probably would have to show you examples, and which we don't have tonight for this discussion, but it's something we might have to present to you later.
Right. And I thank you, gentlemen, for those for that insight. As I said, I wanted to take advantage of this opportunity, and especially since on this preliminary site plan there was a multifamily building layout that may help bring further understanding and comprehension to the members of the commission. And as I said, those comments were not meant pointedly at this applicant, but that there are several engineers in the room that may wish to consider. And so, Mr. Chairman, regarding this preserve at Cedar Pines, change of zone number 1747, MRRPC, as a preliminary site plan, conditional use number 1986, preliminary site plans, both being on road 357. My motion is for approval as preliminaries.
Second.
Moving and seconded to approve the preserve at Cedar Pines preliminary site plans on road 357. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.